Fook Lindsay, Dusty the ex-waiter. It was just yesterday, and we were having a peaceful time eating, laughing, having fun, talking about music in the studio when a Trump tweet tore through our peaceful and sleepy existence. Nobody should be allowed to burn the American flag. If they do, there must be consequences, perhaps a loss of citizenship or a year in jail. Only one
exclamation point.
That's the one from at real Donald Trump there ending that. And then all of a sudden, it was a full-on battle between Dusty and Lindsay.
Point A. Counterpointed.
Dusty, what was your argument about burning the American flag?
Oh, I was flabbergasted by this because the Supreme Court has ruled twice that it's protected by the Constitution. And that's the whole reason that our armed forces are out there fighting, man. It's protect our right to be able to dissent and to do things like this. The flag is just a symbol. I'm not going to burn one myself, but it's just a symbol.
And
point A, counterpoint A.
You do not burn the flag. You do not burn the flag. There are other ways of letting people know that you're upset about anything, or there are other ways to protest. You don't need to burn the flag and disrespect everybody who's lost their lives earning our rights and earning us the right to live under that flag. You just don't do it. And I don't think that you should go to jail, but you do not burn the flag.
Okay, Lindsay, I'm sorry. No, Dusty, go ahead. Sorry.
Come back at it. Counterpointed.
On a personal level, I understand that. Like, Lindsay, you're someone who would never burn the flag. I understand that. I probably wouldn't myself. But it upsets me when someone projects their feelings about something like that onto someone and then wants to legislate it or, like, punish it in a legal way. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, Constitution.
Point A. Counterpointed.
Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
Heard of it?
Constitution?
Mark Lindsay?
Mic drop.
I definitely don't think that you need to lose your citizenship or go to jail, but you don't burn the flag. Like, you just don't do it. I don't know. There's other ways of expressing yourself, and it's not with burning the flag and disrespecting everybody, like I said, who has fought for our freedoms and fought for our flag.
But
there
Lindsay,
are people that didn't even voluntarily. I mean, back when you didn't decide if you go to war or not, you went to war, and you fought, and you lost your life, perhaps,
Since when does the American flag necessarily stand for war?
It doesn't stand for war. It stands for freedom. It stands for everything that our country is
freedom
built on.
To burn the flag.
Point A. Counterpoint.
Doesn't it stand for the freedom of self-expression, Lindsay?
It absolutely
ironic statement. Isn't
right.
Burning
but
it
then
the ultimate
burning
representation
it would be
of that?
Disrespecting the representation of it. And burning it would be is almost like saying to hell with this. So it's disrespect. You don't burn the flag.
All right, so clearly, Lindsay thinks the First Amendment is just words on a piece of paper, and Dusty hates everyone who fought for this. I mean, it's very obvious that everybody that thinks that
yes.
burning the flag is wrong,
right,
has no idea what the Constitution means, and anyone who thinks that that it's okay to burn the flag just has no respect for any piece of America. I think people are just in general upset, particularly if they've know a serviceman, they've are connected at all to it, and that it just feels wrong. And I can't disagree with that, but clearly the Supreme Court knows what they're talking about here. It is a clear freedom of expression.
Yes,
certainly.
Now, is it the best freedom of expression? I'm just not sure. As an expression, it says it all. Like, in a vacuum, unless you're a part of a protest, just a burning of a flag, hey, it's a messy process.
Right.
Dangerous, too.
Yeah, very dangerous. I don't know if it's a protest against conservative policies or liberal policies like in the nation, or it's just a protest, or you just hate flags. I believe that as an expression, the throwing of a trash can through the bay window of a storefront of the white oppressor selling flat screens is a much more elegant and refined protest out there.
Yes.
How about taking a dump in a Make America Great Again hat and placing it gingerly on the doorstep of your local city hall so the mayor steps in it when he exits?
And these are the
How
things
lovely is that?
That would, I believe, get a little bit more attention, if that's what you're trying to go for.
How about freeing the nipple at an unsuspecting Mitt Romney?
Oh.
Oh, my.
Surprise protest, Mitt. This is my breast. How do you like that? I mean, can we all agree that these are probably better expressions?
I do agree.
Than burning flag. But burning flag wrong, I have to disagree with you, Lindsay. No, I mean, do you believe that there should be a punishment for burning the flag, as Donald Trump says?
No, well, maybe like something like getting tickled for 20 minutes, just so obviously you can get a laugh. You must be needing some kind of laughter in your life
if
you're burning a flag.
Who is doing the tickling?
I don't know.
Because I'm not sure if this is a punishment at all.
Right.
The flag. Wave the flag on you with like a fan and just let it tickle you.
Like a feather.
It sounds like a party to me. Right? All 101.9.